What's up, Cheap Seaters? It's Nick.
And Adam.
And you are listening to episode 29 of Cheering from the Cheap Seats. 29. Slowly creeping towards 30.
The dirty 30.
Yeah. Lord knows we get a little dirty on this show.
Dirty?
Maybe we just think dirty. Maybe we'll
talk about dirty. Don't say it.
Yeah. In case you couldn't tell, we're back for another episode.
Two episodes in 2 weeks, you say?
Yeah.
Back to back?
Who would have thunk it? Thunk?
Not I.
Who would have thunked it? Thunk it. Who would have thunked it? Actually, there's a reason why we want to go ahead and do this episode. It's because next week, or actually you said Sunday.
Sunday.
Well, I guess most people consider Sunday the beginning of the week, so we'll call it next week. Mm-hmm. Anyways, starting the Sunday after we record this episode, the 2022 World Cup kicks off.
Yeah, the, dare I say, greatest sporting event in the world.
In the world, yes. According to the world.
Yeah. Definitely the biggest, by far the biggest.
Oh yeah,
and most watched.
Yeah, on an international scale, nothing compares to the World Cup.
America, but
I don't know. Like, I feel like for the World Cup, Americans
try to care.
Yeah, I mean, they'll probably care a little bit more if the USA ever, if the men's USA soccer team ever gets on the same level as the women's soccer team, then they might care a little bit more.
Yeah.
So. But we kind of talked about it last episode. Adam, you and I don't focus on soccer, football, you're going to be specific, as much as we would like to on this show. But we figured with the World Cup coming up here in a week, that'd be kind of fun to center a whole episode around the World Cup. So you went online and found a bracket. Mm-hmm. For us to take a look at, and we just thought it'd be a good time to maybe go through all the groups, pick out who we think is going to come out from that group, and then once we do that, go through the whole knockout rounds and whatnot, and just kind of go through that and predict who we think is going to win it, and eventually, you know, get down to the champion, who we think is going to win the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I love this time of year. Well, normally the World Cup is in the summer, but it, because of whatever FIFA being stupid, they had decided to give it to Qatar, and
that's because in Qatar it's like 175 degrees during the summer.
It has to be here in the late November, early December, and break up like hop, take breaks on all the domestic cups and everything, but. Whatever.
What's funny is the MLS is the only one not affected by the World Cup.
Because their season just ended.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But so we're gonna go group by group. You know, pick which two, the first and second place. I mean, we can talk about the other third and fourth if we want, but the main thing is we get first and second place. And
that's because for those that don't like closely follow the World Cup. It's divided into groups. So there's four countries in each group,
A through H. So okay. eight groups.
All right, and then the top two that come out of that group are the ones that advance to the knockout rounds.
Yeah,
which is pretty much like your normal playoff.
Yeah, you got your final 16 all the way down to the championship. So yeah, and I feel like I must say before we get started. As a podcast don't condone any of the things Qatar associated with Qatar.
Yeah.
There's been, you can go online and look all this up. There's been multiple podcasts and documentaries made by this point, but, FIFA as an organization is a very corrupt, borderline, crime syndicate that
it's like a cartel
took bribes going on plenty, so they were, it was Russia and then Qatar awarded back-to-back World Cups, and there's been since they were awarded the tournament. There's been like 6,200 migrant workers died.
Yeah,
just working to building
stadiums,
which is just awful. And not that on top of the human rights violations with women second class citizens, which is per the usual in almost Middle Eastern countries.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's another thing is like there's also stuff going around like, you know, Russia you can kind of get because it's a big country. Everybody knows Russia. But how did a country like Qatar get a world? I know it's because of money.
Yeah.
It's almost like, so, you know, you have Brazil, which you get.
Mm-hmm.
You have your Russia, which, okay, I get. You know, it's coming to the United States here in 4 years. I get that. But then it's like, it's Qatar. And you're almost like, well, one of these things is not like the other.
Yeah.
Like, a country like Qatar, do you really expect them to get a World Cup?
Their plan for having this tournament was like, they were building stadiums in cities that didn't even exist at that time.
Yes.
it was just ridiculous, but whatever. So I just had to get that out of the way, you know. So, but will I watch these games and enjoy it? Absolutely. Will I feel a little bit bad about supporting this whole FIFA and thing a little bit? But
I don't see it as supporting FIFA or anything. I mean, of course, they're going to get the money from broadcasting rights and whatnot. I see it more of these players on these country teams earning the rights to play and support and just represent their country. So I feel like we're just watching it for them.
Yeah.
I mean, so but I agree. Won't get too much more into this, but definitely feel like Qatar, like this whole thing almost feels.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like, but it is, you know, based on many article, it is set up quite a bit because, you know, there's a lot of bribery going.
Yeah.
But
anyway, let's get to the fun stuff.
To get off that for now.
Get the fun stuff. So, so we have decided we are going to, we didn't fill out our own brackets, but we are going to kind of come to a consensus as a duo. This thing, you know, so that would be our official podcast predictions. If somehow we can't agree or the other one sway the other one, then we'll just go to the good old trusty coin flip.
Yeah, we got a quarter sitting right here. But yeah, we just thought this would be a different way of doing this. When we did our college football brackets, you know, we each had our own bracket to do. But when we were talking about it earlier, we were like, you know, it'd be kind of fun just to have our own. Try to fill out one bracket for our show and just be the bracket.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do our best to try to figure this out. I'm sure for the most part we're probably gonna agree on a lot of this, but I mean there might be a few things that we'll just go back and forth on. So that's why we got the quarter sitting here.
Yep.
So I feel like you know a little bit more about this than I do, like the way everything's set up and whatnot. So I'm gonna let you. Okay. Lead this whole episode.
So, we'll start off with Group D. No, I'm just kidding. Group A. So, Group A consists of your host country is always in Group A. So, Qatar, Ecuador, Senegal, and the Netherlands. This is the only way Qatar was ever going to get into a World Cup is to be the host country because you're guaranteed a spot.
Yeah.
So, I think right off the bat, we could definitely say Netherlands is winning this in the first spot.
I would definitely put Netherlands first. I feel like out of those four teams, like the Netherlands is the best team out of that whole bracket.
Yeah.
I mean, just looking at the rankings, they're number four in the world. Yeah. So.
FIFA does not update. They did not update their rankings since like the beginning of October. So that's, for the most part, they're probably okay, but. I think Nick has the ELO world rating, which is just another rating system, and that's updated more
regularly. Yeah, this was actually just updated. It says as of today.
So that's kind of what we're going to be using for our rankings.
Yep.
And then,
looking at this, go ahead.
Should we agree to go ahead and put Qatar last?
I would feel like Qatar, if I'm being completely honest, like, I would be surprised to see them get more than maybe a point.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't see them winning any games. They could possibly tie against like a Ecuador or something. But
I don't know, man. Ecuador is. We'll get to that one now. But I'm looking at this group, and like the second team to come out of here is the one that I'm having a little bit more difficulty with.
Yeah. So okay. So what's your initial? What's your gut saying for number two?
Originally, my gut was going to say Ecuador, and the ratings kind of agree with me because according to ELO, Ecuador is the 15th ranked country in the world and 18th out of all the World Cup teams, and then Senegal is 28th and 44th.
Yeah, see, I was probably leaning Senegal, but they've had some. From what I've been reading, they've had some issues, some like drama. I think they're going to be without their best player at least for the group stage. Okay. Now, he will be available if they make it out of the group.
Uh-huh.
But that's the problem, making it out of the group. So, the score has them power ranked 11th, which is above Ecuador. So
really,
I think this can go either way. do you feel super strongly?
I do not. I just, like I said, I'm just going based off of what the ratings say. And like the only thing that kind of gets me is the fact that Ecuador, according to these ratings, are ranked so highly above Senegal.
Yeah, Ecuador.
Gosh, why is this so difficult?
Is that Ecuador 24 down here? Wow. I'm still leaning towards Senegal. I think they can get.
You know what? I'm just going based on the ratings. Mm-hmm. You know what? But look, I mean, when we were looking at this group, I could see both of them advancing. Mm-hmm. So let's go Senegal number two, Ecuador.
And Ecuador had some drama off field too, because I think it was there was Chile or Costa Rica where. Accusing them of one of their players not truly being Ecuadorian. Oh. So they're from Colombia. And then the coach was like, no, I'm standby and he's going to be on the squad. And then they release their squad and he's not on the squad. we'll do that. Awesome. Fun fact about Qatar is all of their players, none of them play internationally. They are all play within the Qatari domestic league. So none of them really get any... outside exposure.
They're going to get killed.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, if I'm being completely honest, doesn't really surprise me.
And this will be the first time since 2010 that they don't make it, that the host doesn't make it out of the group. Like I think I was saying earlier, usually they kind of surprise. Like Russia surprised us all in 2018, and then, of course, Brazil, but that's Brazil. But South Africa was the last one to host to not make it out of the group.
Gotcha.
But I think it'll happen again here. So, Group B, our group, we got England.
Very interesting group, yes.
Iran, United States, woo! And Wales.
Wales. Not Dolphins, Wales.
So, I'll let you lead this off. So, U.S. is absolutely winning it, right?
I want to say yes so bad, but I'm going to have to give it to the Brits. I think England wins this group.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. I think this is one of the more easier groups to do in the top two. I mean, I would go ahead and say I've got England and U.S. 1 and 2.
As far as at the bottom, I would give it to Iran.
At the bottom, yeah.
Yeah.
So that this is a pretty straightforward. We can talk about it more when we get into the knockout stage, but.
Yeah, according to ELO, Iran and Wales are 20th and 21st in the global rankings and 25th and 26th in the World Cup rankings. So they're actually very close, but I still think Iran finishes at the bottom of this group.
Yeah. Which, well, Wales could be a good, I mean, that could be a sleeper. Because, I mean, they do have a superstar, Gareth Bale. He's makes some amazing shots. I think he actually plays in MLS now. But he did play for Real Madrid.
Isn't it kind of sad, though, when, like, you know the superstar, and then they play for a country that there's just no other, like,
very good
talent around it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Crazy thing about international soccer, like, it, I feel like it gets more attention every 4 years, but they're not great club. I mean, they are, but, like, as far, if you want to watch the best soccer, you're watching, like, Champions League, mm-hmm. because you can just get players from wherever you want to.
Yeah.
You know, but when you're locked to nationality, then it gets a little bit more difficult.
It does.
You know?
It does. As far as number two in that group, I have to go us, United States,
yeah.
for number two. Which puts Wales at third. Any disagreement with that?
No, I mean, that's the exact order that I had.
Okay. All right, so Group C.
Group C. Got Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, and Poland.
Okay.
Go ahead. So, it's pretty obviously Argentina winning this one.
By far.
And I think Saudi Arabia last. Those are always the easiest two to pick. It's the kind of the second spot that's usually pretty hard.
Yeah.
And I have been having trouble with Mexico and Poland. I've been going back and forth since I've started, you know, mm-hmm. researching this.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And the ratings would agree with you too, because Saudi Arabia is the 54th rated country overall and 30th out of 32 in World Cup rankings. So I would definitely agree with Saudi Arabia. We'll probably be at the bottom.
Yeah, and they're another country where all their players are strictly domestic.
Must be a Middle Eastern thing then.
Yeah. So Argentina first.
Not going to lie, with Mexico and Poland, initially, like, you look at it and you're like, well, it's almost got to be Mexico.
I thought that too. And I want to put Mexico there. But from what I've read, Mexico should be a World Cup superpower by now.
Mm-hmm.
But they can never make it. They can never get over that hump to make it to, like, they've only made it to quarters, like, maybe once in the past, like, four World Cups or something. Like, I don't know the exact number, but
it's pretty crazy.
You know, and I don't think they ever won. But they're. And they're just perennial underachievers, which I hate to say. I'm not trying to bash them just because of our U.S.-Mexico rivalry. But in Poland, they've got a Ballon d'Or winner, which that is the best award a single player can get in soccer. I think not the year before last in Lewandowski. So you always want to see the best players make it to the knockout stage. Mm-hmm. And there's some at least one Charlotte FC player on Poland.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he's a reserve or not. And I was heard it on the radio a while ago. But
actually, this one's a whole lot closer. I thought I was going to get more into the ratings. Mexico's 21 overall in the World Cup ratings, and Poland is 22.
Yeah.
Actually 16 and 17. 21, 22 overall.
Yeah. I think coming in, I was going to go Poland. Were you thinking leaving on Mexico or no?
Like, this is another tough one. Like, I want to say Mexico, but I can see Poland, like, making it. So,
yeah, this has Mexico at 19, and these are power, this particular site's power uh-huh. rankings. And Poland is at... They're 16 and Mexico is at 19.
See, that doesn't make my decision any easier.
Yeah.
All right. Based off your things where Mexico can never seem to get over the hump, let's go Poland. I'll just say that Poland makes it.
Sorry, Mexico. L tree.
Everyone here.
Yeah, this was Group C, so Poland goes there. Okay. So group, I mean, we can flip a coin.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
I mean, I would probably prefer to see Mexico go just because, but.
Well, like, it's almost because all three countries in North America have made this World Cup.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, I would love to see United States make a run, but then, yeah, even though, you know, Mexico and the U.S. hate each other in soccer.
Yeah.
It's almost, I mean, you almost got to root for me. Like, yeah, North American, hey, let's.
Yeah.
Let's see him do well. But, yeah. All right, we'll go Poland.
Sorry, Mexico. So Group D, we got the reigning World Cup champs in France. We have Australia, Denmark, and Tunisia.
Okay. Well, I definitely think France is going to take this one overall. Yeah. I just feel like they're probably the most talented team out of those four.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, we do have to be careful of the champions curse. Germany failed to even make it out of the group stage in 2018 after they won in 14. What was it? Spain, I think Spain, they got knocked out in the knockout round after they won. But so we're not saying who's gonna win, but I definitely think they'll at least make the knockout round.
Yeah, I just feel like looking at that group, you almost have to pick France to at least make it out. Now, as far as the bottom of that group, maybe Tunisia.
Yeah. Really?
Australia usually has a halfway decent team. You know, I don't ever feel like they ever, or in the last couple World Cups they've been in, I don't feel like they ever made it out of group stage, but they've always been having they at least win one game.
Yeah, this is another easier group for me, because I think Australia and Tunisia are the clear worst two. I'd probably put Tunisia at the bottom, but Denmark is, I feel pretty strongly confident about Denmark being second.
Denmark is the ninth rated overall country in the world right now, so definitely agree with Denmark and France.
For the shiggles, I'll put Australia at third. Just because I'm, Tunisia. I don't know anything about them.
Australia's another country, though, that I wouldn't mind seeing do halfway decent.
Yeah.
Because I like Australia.
Yeah. Except everything there can kill you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm trying to fill out the bracket. Well, the first round of the bracket, too, before we get to do it. So we're with Group B. Let's see. So we got typical powerhouse in Spain.
Yeah.
Costa Rica, who they've been, sort of almost a Cinderella story a few times. Germany and Japan. So I'll go ahead and say I'll put Japan at the bottom.
Yeah, definitely.
And this is a tougher one. Like, Germany and Spain, I could both see winning this. This is one of the few ones where I have trouble picking the number one spot, and I,
All right, so according to the ratings, Germany is the 10th overall team in the world right now. Mm-hmm. And Spain is the 3rd overall team in the world right now.
Yeah, that's what the score has in the power rankings, which I'm fine with that. I'm going Spain, Germany 1-2 in this one.
That's fine. We'll do that.
I mean, Costa Rica could shock us and sneak into that second one, but I really don't see Germany missing the knockout rounds for a second straight World Cup.
No.
Spain and Germany.
Because it's almost, they would have to either beat Germany or Spain, and you look at one of those matchups and you're kind of like, well, which one are they actually going to beat?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Alright. So, we're to Group F. We got which is that group, Group E, might be considered the group of death. There's always, everybody likes to say a group of death every year, which is the one that's just a powerhouse is going to get knocked out somewhere.
Yeah.
That could very well be it. Group F, we got Belgium. I love their waffles.
Very much so.
Canada.
I love their maple syrup.
Morocco. nothing from Morocco.
I love their maracas.
And Croatia. Croatia.
I love Mirko Krokop.
Oh, I haven't thought about that guy in so long.
You're welcome.
Jeez. So he's a dude that just kick people's heads off in UFC,
yeah,
right?
Sure did. Yeah. They can use him on a crazy soccer team.
There you go. Hey. Perfect.
Sign him up. Anyway, so I guess the name that probably jumps out to you, or does me anyways, is Belgium. We'll probably win this group.
For sure. I mean, they got stars. They got with... now, I don't know how many of these... I don't look at all the squads, but I know last World Cup, you know, you had Lukaku, you had Eden Hazard, former Chelsea player. And it's, they just got... They have been number one or towards the top of the rankings for I don't know how long now. And which, surprisingly, they're number fifth here. Number fifth. Yeah, they're fifth here in the official FIFA rankings. The last update, they were second overall behind Brazil.
Wow.
But in the ELO, I'm not sure what they are.
Belgium?
Yeah.
They are fifth overall.
So I guess they've probably lost a few games since in the past month to drop them down. But I think they're still definitely the class of Group F.
Definitely.
As far as number two?
Number second. According to the ratings, like, this group should be fairly easy to figure out. Because it's Belgium up there at the top, then down at...
No, I want to go second.
So do I. But at number second, it's Croatia.
That's who I wanted to go second.
Who is 13 overall in the world. Because it's not until you get to 29th overall in the world to get to Canada. And then Morocco is 31st overall.
Yeah, which I was probably going to put Morocco last.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, I know we kind of have a fondness for Canada, the North American bias in Canada, and they're being really surprising this year because they're not known for their soccer team. Mm-hmm. You know, it's I kept joking during qualifying. I think they forgot they're not playing hockey.
Or Canadian football.
And you could probably sway me to Canada, but I'm going Croatia because they had a great showing in 2018. I think made it all the way to the semifinal. They may have made it all the way to the finals. But Luka Modric is probably the biggest name on that star, and this is on that team, and this is possibly his last World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the aging stars.
Croatia did make it. They were runners up.
So they made it all the way to the finals last year. So I think I'm kind of having that last one bias. And they're just a fun team to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I would go Belgium, Croatia, Canada, Morocco. I would love to see Canada make it out. Like I said, I would love all the North American teams to at least make it out of their groups, give a little bit of a showing. But
yeah.
I don't think they'd make it out in that group.
Yeah, I need to. Okay, that was F. So Croatia, Belgium, and Croatia here. Okay. So in the way it works, for the knockout rounds, you crisscross. So like A and B gets matched up together in the knockout. So A first place A plays second place B, and vice versa. And they are on opposite sides. So you won't play another team in your group unless it's in the championship. So,
okay.
Group G, I believe. We got Brazil, which is a lot of people's favorites to win the whole dang thing. Serbia, Switzerland, and Cameroon.
Well, I'm sure you probably know who I'm the number one overall in that group.
Yes, Cameroon. Brazil. Brazil, easy number one right there.
I mean, they're the number one overall rated team in the world.
I think they have been for quite a while too. And let's see, power rankings. Yeah, the number one there. And Neymar will be there. He's just a star.
He's a flopping around the
yeah. LeBron James of soccer. And then, I don't know. I mean, these next three, could really go either way. Mm-hmm. I think I was leaning towards Switzerland.
Yeah.
Second.
What surprised me looking at these ratings is how close Switzerland and Serbia actually are rated together. Switzerland is the 12th rated team in the world. Serbia is actually 16. Now, I will say, as far as Cameroon, they're going to go at the bottom. Yeah. I don't feel like they'll...
Oh, yeah. Switzerland, Serbia, 14th and 15th.
Oh, good grief. So, that's not helpful either.
No.
But I would go ahead and throw Cameroon at the bottom because they are the 61st rated overall country in the world right now.
Yeah. Cameroon's the team that I got randomly drawn as my in a pool that I'm doing. Like, geez, thanks. Whatever.
Don't think that's going to work out very well for you. This one's a tough one.
For the sake of flipping a coin, I could just flip a coin for this one if you want to.
Cool, let's do it.
We haven't done it yet, so.
We'll assign Switzerland heads, Serbia can be tails.
Okay. You can't see this, but I'm flipping the coin now. Heads.
Heads. Switzerland.
Okay. Give it to the Swiss.
Worked out.
Like the chocolate.
Yes, I got a bit of the Swiss heritage, so that works out.
Hey, see, there you go.
Got Swiss and France, so that's my...
It's too cold in Serbia.
Yeah. So what's your nationality or heritage?
It's not there. Most of mine is Irish.
Irish? Yeah. I think Ireland's made it a couple times.
Yeah, their soccer team sucks, though, so...
Yeah. Whatever. let's see. B and G1 goes there. And G2 goes there. Switzerland.
Alright.
So, final group. We've got Portugal, Ghana, Uruguay. Uruguay.
Yeah.
And South Korea.
Okay. When you're first looking at that group, you kind of have to go, well, Portugal might have to be the first one in that one.
Yeah.
As far as at the bottom, it's either going to, well, you know what? I don't know if it's going to sway you, but it swayed me. The ratings have Ghana as the 73rd overall country in the world and the 32nd out of 32. Teams in the tournament.
I really want to put Ghana through because they've been a thorn in U.S. side multiple times, whether it's knocking out, like keeping us from making it out of the group stage or just straight up eliminating us from the knockout rounds. But that was 2010 and like 2008, like four, whatever one was before that, six.
Yeah.
But I think it's a different Ghana team.
Honestly see Ghana getting out over Portugal and Uruguay?
Nah, which I hate because, I mean, well, I always like one little African country to make it, but I mean, I guess we're Senegal. Is that in Africa? So I guess that can be our African Cinderella story this year.
Until we get to the rest of the tournament.
Yeah. Alright, do you have any particular, this is pretty easy now that I look at it. I think it's Uruguay. I mean,
Uruguay and South Korea.
Yeah, because they still have Suarez, I'm pretty sure they do, which he was a longtime teammate with Messi at Barcelona. See, this has 30, Saudi Arabia, the last.
Oh, okay.
In here. Wow, Costa Rica, 31st.
How Qatar is the last? I don't know.
What do they have in Qatar? Qatar's 28th.
Oh, okay.
So, Uruguay.
Yeah, and I think the ratings would side with us because Uruguay is 11 and South Korea is 28th. So.
Okay, you're a second. Okay, Uruguay. And, yeah, I meant it is what we were going through, but some quick matchups that in the group stage that jump out to me that could be good. I'd say none really. So Group A, if I had to pick one, I'd go probably Netherlands, Senegal. Obviously, England and USA is the big one for Group B.
We're actually going to watch that one.
Yeah, we're planning on going to the local baseball park and watching it.
Having a watch party.
Having a watch party, yeah. I'm circling Argentina, Mexico.
That'd be a good one, yes.
That one. Some South American. No, never mind. That's Mexico's definitely North America. But sorry, I forgot geography for
not,
a minute.
We're not geography majors in this room, so.
Group D. France, Denmark, maybe. Spain, Germany for sure, and
definitely.
And Belgium and Croatia, or maybe even the Canada game. Canada or Belgium. Canada versus Belgium or Croacia could probably be a good one.
One of the names will probably determine whether Canada makes it out of the group stage or not.
Yeah, and honestly, Group E, Spain and Germany probably determines which one wins that.
That's true too. Yeah. Yeah.
G has not really any good ones. I mean, because Brazil is just so far above all the others. And
yeah, I guess the only thing with that one would just be to see how the Switzerland, who we picked to finish second, kind of matches up against them. I still feel like they're probably going to get killed, but I mean, you never know. So
yeah, and then for the last one, Portugal and Uruguay is going to be a good one. Which, I mean, maybe Ghana can actually show us something, but
we'll see.
So, how long do you think it's going to take us to go through the knockout? Do you want to continue on, or go ahead and take a break? Or
let's do one more. Let's do the round of 16, and then we'll take a little bit of a break, and then come back and do the quarterfinals, semifinals, and final.
Okay.
I think that gives us enough time.
All right. So, round of 16. First matchup, we've got the Group A. A winner, Netherlands versus the B runners-up USA.
Golly, and I so want to just pick the US because I just want to see them just. I don't ever think they're gonna win it for a while, mm-hmm. if ever. But like, I just want to see them make a run.
I've been saying they could very possibly make it to the quarterfinals. I do not see them making it past that. It would definitely have an easier route if they could win the group. But I'll say they could shock the Netherlands. Now we can coin flip for it. We're really not having it, but because the Netherlands they are in their power rankings. So US is at 18.
Mm-hmm.
Netherlands is 10. I mean, that's not a huge gap. I don't know how far a gap it is for ELO.
Let's see. US is 23. Netherlands is 4.
Oh, wow. That's a... Well, yeah. That is a bigger gap. Jeez.
You know what? Screw it. Let's do it. We'll put the US shocks the world.
US. US of A.
At least get one win out of the group stage.
Okay. All right. So the second match, the C winner, Argentina. Or do you want to go to the next game of the B winner?
No.
Go across or just go down?
Just keep going down.
Okay. All right. So group C winner, Argentina versus the D runner-up, Denmark.
You got to get Argentina. Messi's too good.
Yeah. And there's definitely a storyline of this is the aging stars and how this is, especially Messi. He's 36,
7?
I think he's 35. Because he's going to be 39
okay.
when the next one comes around. So
that's right. We're Ronaldo's over.
Yeah, he's the only one. He hasn't had a ton of success internationally. With it's all been domestic club, but they finally won the Copa America mm-hmm. last year, I think, which is a huge moment. And this is the one he needs to put, you know, the icing on his career.
Yep.
And they've had one of their better teams, their best teams in a long time. Coming into this, I think they will have gone like 35 games undefeated. Now they've had some draws, but mm-hmm. they haven't been beaten.
Okay.
35 games.
Nice.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing them make a run either. But yeah, gotta give them beating the Danes.
Yeah. Let's see. So next one we got the Group E winner Spain versus F runner up Croatia.
Ooh.
So this one, I think it could go. Ooh. Croatia could shock us in here.
I have to flip a coin for this one.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I don't want to pick all favorite. Well, we did. We already picked USA.
Exactly.
But it's just too easy just to pick all the favorites. But
see, I don't know. See, this one's close because it's what Spain and who did we say it was?
Croatia.
Croatia. So it's 3 and 13.
Yeah.
Yes, what are they at in the
power rankings here? Spain is 3 mm-hmm. and 13, 3 and 13, so exact same.
But like, I just feel like the two teams are more evenly matched than what it gives on for these rankings.
Yeah. I don't know. So you want to go upset or favorites?
I want to flip a coin and see what happens.
You want to flip a coin?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm leaning Spain.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was going to lean the favorite.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I'd be happy seeing Croatia.
Okay. Well, I'm going to flip a coin to this one. Okay. So head Spain, tails Croatia?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? It's heads.
Heads. Spain it is. All right. So, the last one on the left side of the bracket, we got Brazil, the Group G winner, and H runner-up is Uruguay. I don't see Brazil going out, like, definitely. I really don't see them going out before the semis, but definitely not in the round of 16.
Okay. We'll go Brazil then.
I mean, you can make it, if you couldn't make a case for Uruguay, go for it. But
no, we'll give it to Spain.
You mean Brazil?
Yeah.
I got it. All right. It's the other side. Group B winner, England versus Group A runner-up, Senegal.
England.
Yeah. It's you know, because we had Senegal barely making it out of the group, I think. So
give it to the Brits.
Give it to England. All right. Next one. The reigning champs, France versus Poland. This is where Poland. Again, we had Poland barely make it out of the group, so I mean, this is a pretty easy one.
Give it to France. No hangover for the champs.
Not yet. So next, here is a matchup: Belgium and Germany.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
And this might be the best of the round of 16.
This might warrant a coin flip too.
Belgium is 5, Germany 6. I mean, I'm looking at this. Belgium just got the stars. They got Eden Hazard, Romelu Lukaku, and Kevin De Bruyne. Which I'm throwing these names out, which most y'all listening may not know. But
they're good. They're
recognize
pretty good.
The names, and to me, if I recognize a name, that usually means they're pretty decent.
Yes, you know? Yeah, of course.
I don't know. So I'm leaning Belgium. I don't know if you're leaning one way or the other. Or we can flip a coin for this one too.
Well, like, I think this one kind of warrants a coin flip because, I mean, gosh, you're looking at it and They're 5 and 6 in the power rankings that you're looking at.
Yeah, that was a power ranking. The ELO. Let's see. And this is the world. I'm not even looking at the World Cup rankings. So Belgium's 5th and Germany's 10th. So they're a little bit further apart than that. But I don't know. What do you think?
I don't want to do another corn flip. Let's put Belgium with the victory. Okay. We'll go with the favorites.
All right, and then last, Portugal and Switzerland. Portugal. I think that's a question. And Ronaldo's even older than Messi is, and
yeah,
you know,
he's like 37.
Yeah. So, all right, we're at 45 minutes. So we're to the quarterfinals. Do you want to power through, or we're gonna take our break?
No, let's go and take a break, and then we'll come back for the rest of the tournament.
Okay, sounds good.
Be back in a little bit. So we're back. I'm going to finish out the rest of our predictions for this tournament. We're now down to the quarterfinals, right? Yeah.
Yep. And this is where we really start getting to the nitty gritty with some good matchups.
All right.
So we got USA and Argentina. And I hate to say, you know, I think this is as far as the US can go. I'm not knocking my own country, but honestly, I'm such a Messi fan that if this is the matchup, I'll probably be rooting for Argentina just because I love to see Messi get that feather in his cap.
Yeah,
and I know we're not gonna win, so I'd prefer to to see Argentina win this and go on than to be just somehow utterly upset by a U.S. team that's, you know. Now, I mean, will I celebrate if we beat Argentina? Sure, but I'm...
Won't be disappointed.
No.
You will be disappointed? Slightly disappointed?
I will be slightly disappointed Argentina goes out that early, but...
I definitely agree. I think Argentina would probably just throttle us.
Yeah, and...
But to me, like, if we can make it out of the group stages and just win one game in the group of 16, like, that already kind of proves that we're on our way to being halfway decent.
can we agree that if U.S. doesn't make it out of the groups, it'll be a failure?
Yes.
But it'll be... Is it a success considered if we make it just to the round of 16 but no further? Or I don't want to be content with...
So based on what we predicted is a very real possibility, the fact that if we make it out of group stage, we have to face the Netherlands.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not a failure if we play them and give them a game.
Yeah.
Almost like we did, what was it, in
20... It was Belgium.
It was Belgium, where freaking Wondolowski missed a wide open shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I feel like it's not that much. What's the word? Failure.
Yeah.
If we actually play Belgium, really good.
Yeah.
And really, really close. Now if we play them, Belgium, Netherlands.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Netherlands.
Y'all know what I meant.
The Dutch.
Now, if we play them and we lose by like 5 or 6 goals, then yes, maybe it is a failure. Because we're just showing that, you know, maybe we got out of a group that didn't have that many strong teams in it to begin with.
Yeah.
So we just got lucky to get out. And when we come in and face a superior team, and just we're still not ready to match up with them.
Yeah. We are the youngest team in this tournament.
Nice. Which, I mean, maybe isn't the best thing for this kind of thing, but it is also nice to know that one, your young guys are getting the experience of playing, you know, on this national scale, and that, you know, you're gonna have this group of guys for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And since this is the last time we'll be talking about U.S., anybody listening, if you don't really know much about soccer, but you want to watch U.S., some of the players to look out for when you're watching, obviously Christian Pulisic, who is probably the best player on the team. He plays for Chelsea. You got Tim Weah. I'm not sure what club he plays for, but I know he was like best player on our under 17 team.
Okay.
You got Weston McKennie. I think he's there playing overseas in Europe. And then there's another one. Acosta. I think he's a reserve. So those are just some names to just kind of look out for. And I'm probably forgetting some.
I don't have the roster pulled up, but definitely Pulisic though.
Yeah.
So, all right. So what's the next match?
Next one, we got Spain versus Brazil.
You almost gotta lean Brazil.
It's so hard not to go Brazil. I mean, because they've just gotten to number one and just stayed there for so long. Now, next round will be...
It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah. So, over on the other side, England and France. The battle of the... Europe. I don't know. So, is this England's year, or are they going to bring the cup? Can they bring the trophy home?
I wish I knew more to answer that question. Sitting here thinking about it, like, I could see this being a game and England, you know, making it further, but I know that they just have not had the best of luck in the World Cup recently.
Yeah. They went further last 4 years ago than they had in a while, but they still not what they want to do. They want to be in the finals, and everybody wants to. They kind of expect that they should be able to. But I don't know, France at number four here, and then number six in the Elo. It's England could do it. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Especially if Harry Kane's playing. I like Harry Kane. I root for Harry Kane. But I just feel like France will probably get the best of it.
I'll give it to France too. All right, so now we got Belgium and Portugal.
Ooh, Ronaldo.
So Belgium is fifth, Portugal seventh. And in the power rankings, we got Belgium fifth, Portugal seventh.
is this one that we can figure out? We're going to flip a coin for this one.
You know what? I'm going to say Portugal. I'm going to say Ronaldo carries the team.
I see. You're trying to lead up to a Messi Ronaldo final.
No. Well, dang, it's hard because I don't know if France is going to make it to. I didn't really want to put France in the championship, but I don't see Portugal beating France. I see Belgium beating France. But that would be a storyline. Messi Ronaldo championship. Oh my gosh, I wasn't even thinking of that until now, and now there's nothing more I want.
I don't know, I feel like my personal opinion leads Belgium for
Belgium. This is what they're calling Belgium's golden generation. I mean, it has been for the past past 4 years, but this is really their last chance of having this group of guys.
Oh yeah, because if Messi's retiring at 35 after this one, then Ronaldo definitely has to be thinking retirement at 37.
Yeah.
He's at 36 or 37.
Yeah.
I know he's older. So do you want to go Belgium, or do you want to leave it up to the flip of the coin?
Yeah, we'll do a coin flip for this. Leave it up to the fate. Because I could see it going either way.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
It is Belgium.
Oh, and do you have a weighted coin?
Probably. I just can't flip a water gun, apparently.
All right, to Belgium. All right, we'll draw our semifinals.
Okay.
We got the big matchup, Argentina-Brazil. I've got an agenda.
I know you do. That's why I was just I was wondering if this is where this was headed.
I don't know. I think this will be Argentina's biggest test, I think, because...
Oh, no doubt.
This should be the finals, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But the only way that will happen is if either Argentina or Brazil has to come in second in their group. Is the only way this will be the final.
You know what? Let's let Argentina make their Cinderella run. Put them in the finals. Upset Brazil.
I mean, and...
1-0 in the 90th minute.
It's not a huge upset, to be fair. I mean, FIFA did their prediction, the FIFA video game, did their prediction, and Argentina won that, and they are, I mean, they're number two in the power rankings, and number two in ELO, and number three in the FIFA rankings. Yeah, so
you got me on the Messi train. We'll put him in the final.
Yeah. So now, France-Belgium. At this point, I think this is where the champs go down.
I was going to say Belgium.
So
I will put Belgium in the finals.
Okay.
Don't add us.
No, I mean, and again, when you get down to really the final, I'd say really aside from the USA, when you get to the quarterfinals, I think any of those 8 teams could. Realistically make a run.
Oh yeah, this is just our opinion on it, you know, and
hopes and dreams.
A couple coin flips there along the way. What I love to see the US make a run towards something. Yeah. Yes, but I don't see them. But
before we get to the championship, they do a third place game.
Yep, sure do.
So that would be Brazil versus France. And I'd say Brazil would win that one.
Oh, I'll go to the Brazil.
So we got Brazil at third. So now, the big matchup. Messi's swan song, World Cup swan song, mm-hmm. at least. He'll probably play a few years for domestically, and hopefully come to the MLS to retire.
Okay.
One can only hope. And Belgium. With their waffles. So, you know where I'm leaning and what I want. The question is...
I will say it'll be a heck of a game.
Mm-hmm.
And two, sure. it's two countries that you're almost... Like, it's not your every year or every World Cup countries either.
Yeah.
You know, what's Belgium... in that power ranking?
In the power ranking, Belgium is fifth. But in the ELO, they're fifth in the ELO. Now, in the most recent official world FIFA rankings, they're second still. But again, that's not updated, mm-hmm. Once a month or so.
All right. I just feel like it'd be a heck of a game. I can see this game going... all the way into
shootout. Which this would be the point where I would hate for a shootout because it'd be so nerve-wracking. I'm like, gosh, I do not want it to be decided on like whether somebody makes a block or
BS goals. Yeah. Actually, I only think it goes to shootouts. You know what? Give me Argentina
in extra time.
Messi scores in the
120th minute.
Yep, sure does.
Yes. So now, I mean, and I had already decided who I was going to put through. You know.
Yeah. But you persuaded me.
Okay. Good.
So.
I don't think Messi will actually get the golden ball. The golden glove and golden
Boot?
I think Ball is just the overall best player.
Okay.
I can see him getting the Golden Ball. Golden Boot, which is the top goal scorer, it'd probably go to, it could go to Ronaldo or
Neymar
or something. Harry Kane, if England makes it far enough.
Yeah.
And I don't know enough about goalkeepers to choose a Golden Glove or whatever.
Yeah, couldn't tell you who goalkeeper is for most of these countries.
Did Tim Howard win it the year?
I don't remember.
I don't know. They may have gotten knocked out, but I think if they could have beaten Belgium, I think Tim Howard probably would have won because he set like a record for like most saves in a game.
Like 20-some saves that game.
Yeah, which also looks bad because we constantly having to save it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tim Howard's a beast. I wish we still had him. But yeah, so there's our World Cup predictions. We got Argentina, Belgium, and Brazil. 1, 2, 3.
Sounds good to me. You know, maybe if, you know, we say this most of the time we don't because we forget or don't have time. You know, we have an empty bracket. Maybe we can put one of these or scan these into a computer and post it to our Facebook group and whoever wants to fill one out. So that's who you guys got.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to post this in the Facebook group too, but we are doing a World Cup pool. We're not going to do it for any money or anything.
Just
bragging rights, see how well we can do. I do it through Run Your Pool, which is the same site we are doing our college football and NFL pick'em games.
Yep.
So you just follow the link, and you might have to make an account. It's free, just email address or whatever. It'll walk you through it. And the way we're working it is you'll pick the group stage first, just like we did, but first through fourth for each group. And that'll be first and second will be worth 2 points, getting those correct, and then 1 point each for third and fourth.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the group stage, the knockout round will open up, and then you can fill out your bracket just like you would like a March Madness tournament bracket. And those will be four, it'll start at 4 points each for first round, and then they'll double from there on out. I'll post it. I'll go ahead and post it before the recording comes up, so you should see it already, because those picks have to be made by Sunday, which is when the first game kicks off.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, hope you guys join, because we actually have a lot of fun with our college football and NFL pick'em, so it'll be kind of fun. I've never done a World Cup pick'em, so it'll be a really fun time. You have anything to say? How you feeling about our choices?
I feel pretty good. I don't want, obviously the champions who I wanted. I didn't want to put France all the way through just because they're the reigning champs and they do kind of have a hangover usually. So Belgium for matchup is a good new team in there. Argentina-Brazil. That's the game I'm circling for, like game of the tournament.
That'll be the biggest hurdle that Messi will have to take.
I think it's Brazil is who they beat to win the Copa America. Last year.
So it'll almost be a revenge game.
Yeah, and then of course behind USA, we're absolutely going to be wrong. Maybe not about the champion, hopefully, but like some of these people coming out of the groups. I mean, Croatia could go on a run again. Maybe Qatar just has something up their sleeve and they're just going to make it to the round of 16. Who knows?
Well, I mean, shoot. I mean, there were those couple groups that we had a tough time figuring out who 2 and 3 was. Mm-hmm. I mean, Poland cannot come out. Mexico could come out. Mexico could be the one from their group.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just,
if you had to pick one dark horse out of any of those groups, which one would you go with?
Mexico.
Mexico. I'm gonna go with. See, Mexico's almost like they're still kind of too big to be a dark horse. Almost. I mean, and by big, I mean like they're good.
Now, my
but I mean, I can get behind Mexico, dark horse.
Now, I would choose Costa Rica if they weren't in the same group with Spain and Germany. I just don't see them having any way of making it out of that group with those two teams.
Yeah. I'm gonna go either Senegal.
Okay.
That could be one, or you know what? Canada. Canada could shock us and knock Croatia out. Okay. So make it out of there.
More part though. I'm rooting for them.
So yeah.
Alright. Well, I mean it'd be a fun time. Just see what happens.
Oh yeah. As you can tell, I get so excited about World Cup. I just love the format of how it is. You know, the group stage. Mm-hmm. You know, you're guaranteed three games, and then the best one comes out. Like, imagine NFL did this. You know, like instead of just like it'd be very short regular season, but you know, 32 teams, you play your own division twice, and then the top two come out in a knockout, in a 16 team knockout.
I don't see that happening, though.
No, I mean, absolutely. It doesn't need to, because, I mean, that would completely ruin the whole regular season. It's fun to imagine what it would look like.
Yeah. I do admit I wish I was a bigger soccer fan, but I do get excited for the World Cup.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like feeling that national pride.
Yeah, national pride. There's always the drama, the storylines that are going to emerge, and who knows what they are. Like, I mean, like, how long until Qatar has some kind of, like,
controversy,
you know? I mean, after the tournament starts. I don't know. So, it's definitely a fun time. So
I look forward to it. Hope you guys will consider at least watching a couple games, too.
Yeah.
So, anything else you would like to add to this episode?
No, I think I've rambled long enough.
Yeah, that's fine. I had a fun time with this. But guys, we appreciate you listening. I know we said that at the end of all our episodes, but we really truly mean it. We appreciate everybody just giving us support and just, you know, all our listeners. If you would like to join any of our social media, we are on pretty much all the social media platforms. Facebook, we're usually pretty active on. So that's Cheering for the Cheap Seats. Just go up in the search bar, search for us, just be able to find us fairly easily. If you prefer Twitter or Instagram, that's Cheer Cheap Seats, one word. And then TikTok is Cheap Seats Podcast. So we would appreciate and love having you guys on any of those or all of those.
All of them.
All of them. Definitely all of them.
Yeah.
Option C.
All of the above. And of course, be sure to subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. The biggest ones are Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. We're also on Google and I think Amazon Music even and whatnot. So whatever one you're listening to right now, just if you can subscribe, do it or follow. It'll pop in right into your feed every single time we drop an episode, and so you don't have to worry about hunting it down
or forgetting.
Yeah, and even turn those notifications on. So we'll hey, you've got a new Cheering from the Chiefs episode. And then if you're able to leave a rating and review, so that helps us kind of get to the top of the inch our way up to the top of the rankings, and you know, get discovered by more people.
Yeah, a little bit. We have kind of sort of an idea for our next episode. Just a couple things have to fall in place for that to happen. Mm-hmm. But if not, then we'll come up with another fun topic to discuss. We're actually going to go to our first sporting event on Friday.
Woop woop!
First one in a long while. So
you can look forward to another review.
Yes, something that I'm hoping some of you guys have kind of missed our reviews. I mean, that's what our whole show is kind of based around. But it's just been life has kind of gotten in the way.
Yeah.
But we're finally going to a sporting event.
Yep.
To review.
Yeah. I think we've got a few ideas bouncing around for after that.
So. Sure do. Some stuff we've discussed. But yeah, just be on the lookout for another episode. We should be back here in a few weeks.
And So we won't be have an episode next week. So everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Well, if you're in America, have a happy Thanksgiving. I know, I don't know how many international listeners we have, but just enjoy time with family and hanging out. And
if you're international, still eat turkey, even if it's not Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So.
All right, y'all. We'll see you next time. Right. Keep cheering.
See ya.